You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, we knew it was coming in some regard, but it is more regulation regarding sports betting handed down to us today. Prominent U.S. sportsbooks have established a nationwide $200 betting limit on baseball wagers on individual pitches. Mm. And they have also prohibited such bets from being included in any parlays. This is in reference to the Guardians pitcher Luis Ortiz and the reliever.
Yeah, it was two of them.
Emmanuel Clase, who there was some unusual wagering on detected on some individual pitches thrown by those guys. Mm-hmm. And so they've instantly, the league and the sportsbooks got together and said, yeah, okay,
yeah.
$200 max.
Well, like some of the, most of the time, these
and again,
things,
I just want to clarify, that is just on individual pitch props.
Yes.
So it's not.
It's not anything.
Not a lot of people bet those.
But. No, but that's what happens. And this is how these people get caught is, when you put $200,000 down on something that normally doesn't get 2 cents,
exactly,
those sports books flag it. So while I do think it's bad for sports in general that we have all of these scandals, most of the time they are getting caught by people that are just like, dude, this is abnormal. Sports books have ways of protecting themselves. And it wouldn't shock me if eventually we just see, like someone brought up with the NBA, how easy would it be to just get rid of unders for individual stat performances? Because most of the time, that's the key. Like, it's, you can't guarantee an over, you can guarantee an under. Like, you know, if you tell me what my over under is 12 points, and then I play 5 minutes, and then I'm like, my arm, and I go sit down, well, there's my under hit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this, look, as long as it doesn't get too over the top where it just sucks all the fun out of sports betting.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a $200 maximum. It certainly achieves what you want it to, and that is, it would certainly disincentivize attempts at manipulation because, you know, why for $200?
Yeah.
I still think it's crazy that these pitchers did that, considering how much money they make already.
And by the way, like, this is a federal case.
Oh,
like,
dude. They face 65 years in prison.
Yeah, Ortiz he's got like a $500,000 bail. Like, he's going to face prosecution on this.
I mean, it blows me away that they were a part of this.
Yes.
Well,
it's a little bit like the Chauncey thing.
I
like,
know.
Chauncey makes a lot of money. The Blazers pay him, what, eight and a half, something like that, $1 million a year?
Yeah, so they, on the Class A, so he was the reliever.
Yeah.
So Ortiz is a starter, both for the Guardians. Clase, and by the way, he's like a world-class pitcher, Clase.
Yes.
He's like one of the best pitchers, one of the best closers in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He's now done. Blew up his whole career.
Yes.
They said that there was a scheme centered on whether his pitch would be a ball or a strike, as well as the over-under on the velocity of some of his pitches.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know you could bet on stuff like
that. Didn't know either.
Anyway, according to the indictment, gamblers won approximately $450,000 on bets on individual pitches during the alleged scheme.
Yeah. Well, again, how easy is that? And this is where I think with the Chauncey thing, like it comes in. Is it one of those things that you just don't think about? Because how easy is it to simply say, you call one of your buddies like, hey, man, we're sitting like four guys tonight. No one knows about it yet. So, you know, you put in a little action and it's like no harm, no foul. If you're class A and you just tell your buddy, hey, my first pitch is going to be a ball. What do you care? Meaningless game, middle of the season, and it's one ball and your buddy can make, you said 400 and whatever $1,000?
Well, I think that was cumulative.
Yeah, cumulative.
Which I brought that up. My point is, like, dude, that guy make, how much does Class A make?
$6.5 million this year.
A year.
Yep.
He's doing this to help bros make a couple hundred thousand bucks over a season? I mean, what the hell?
And if that's all this is helping your buddy, you would have been better off just giving him some cash.
Exactly.
He had a $20 million contract, which is gone. Gone.
And he may be going to prison.
Yeah, maybe going to prison. We'll never pitch again. Baseball is going to ban you forever. So
amazing.
It really is staggering how little money it takes for these guys to ruin everything.
But you're right. These sports books and leagues have every incentive to catch this stuff.
Yes.
And they're doing a pretty good job of that.
And I just think that the business is so big. I really think you would have to get a Black Sox level scandal before the government stepped in. Every one of these, because no owner or no league is going to make an issue of this because they're all in bed. There's NFL owners that own pieces of these companies. You cannot watch a single sporting event without probably every, third or fourth commercial be for gambling. And there is always a gambling, ad on the ticker. I mean, it's just like announcers talk about it. There's entire shows dedicated to it. I just don't believe, unless it was something like rigging a Super Bowl, rigging a World Series, I think it would have to reach that level before someone actually did something major about this.
All right. Are you craving Italian pasta?
Olive Garden? Is that where we're thinking of going tonight?
Because good luck if you are.
Maybe some all you can eat breadsticks?
And I've got Farmer's Almanac news. Yeah, it's a big club.
We haven't even talked about the NFL penis story.
What's that?
You haven't?
No.
Yeah.
You're always up on your penis news. Not me, not so much.
No. No.
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Look, I'm tied in. I got my ear to the...
What are you talking about?
Well, you haven't heard.
Should we do it after the disclaimer? It sounds like this is something we should do after the disclaimer.
Look, it's just...
No, I haven't.
NFL penis is in the news again.
Like the Vincente Shanko bit?
Apparently... Apparently that's nothing compared to what this is this is going down.
Do I want to hear this?
Worse than Favre?
It ruined a marriage. Marriages have been ruined.
This was this weekend? How did I miss this?
Yeah, this came out. Yeah, last week I think this came out.
Mm. Yeah. Well, suddenly a lot.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.